was going to be a deposit for a house. All money I'd worked for since I was 16, and I'd built it up and was hoping to put a deposit down for a house eventually. But it's all gone, just like that. And I cried and cried and cried. And then, sort of 3 days later, it turned to anger. And I was so angry that anyone could possibly do that to anyone. It's just terrific how human beings can be just to get money. I mean, it's about ruined my life, but luckily I've got good family and friends around me to help me out. But it wasn't 10p. Each individual transaction that I did, I kept in the back of my mind. I kept thinking, this can't be right. This can't be right. But he kept telling me that, he would be in contact with the Metropolitan Police and it was all above board and he was da 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 da. And he just said every word correctly, so it made me believe that I was doing the right thing. Just so upset. How stupid could I be? And just, it's terrifying that someone can just do that, just like that. And for me, being, I thought quite sensible, but no, he was just so believable and seemed so genuine. And I thought, gosh, this must be right. A secure account. This must be right. My friend was sat with me when he was on the phone to me, and she said, "Yes, you're fine. Stay with it. It's got to be sorted out. This has got to be sorted. This has got to be sorted. Just stay with him." So I did, and I was on the phone to him for 3 hours. Just to warn other people, just don't just be very aware who you answer the phone to and who. Don't open any emails. Don't do it. If it's genuine, people will leave a message, or you'll get a hold of them. They'll get a hold of you somehow. But just don't ever bank details or mother's maiden name on an email. Just don't do it.